holding our ground. We are holding our ground. We are holding our ground. We are holding our ground.
Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning. This is Maddie and Sophia with your 9 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, Bunnings has been forced to change their packaging and storage of lead-based products after concerns were raised about customers and workers being exposed to hazard materials. Officials from the shop, Distributive and Allied Employees Association, SDA, have inspected various stores and conducted work safety authorities with images showing potentially hazardous dust gathering on shelves. The SDA alleges health and safety laws were being broken, with lead sheets being stored without proper contaminant. Work safety authorities have been working with Union and Bunnings, which have resulted in various products being removed, forcing Bunnings to take appropriate action to prevent potential harm. In national news, Union boss John Setka has resigned on Friday, coinciding with the Age investigation on kickbacks within the CFMEU. The investigation has led to possible criminal prosecution and the deregistration of the CFMEU union. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says these behaviours should be stamped out, and for his response to Setka's resignation, Albanese replied, "Good."
In international news, Thailand has signed a visa waiver extension allowing entry to 93 nations in an effort to boost tourism. Starting from today, 97 countries, including Australia, a 60-day stamp on arrival. The decision is part of Thailand's Prime Minister Setha Tawisin's government efforts to stimulate the economy. In international news, former U.S. President Donald Trump was shot on Saturday at a rally in Pennsylvania. FBI investigations are ongoing over the cause of the assassination attempt, though the shooter has now been identified as Thomas Matthew Crooks, age 20, from Bethel Parks, Pennsylvania. Current U.S. President Joe Biden has commented on the event, stating that the shooting is a contrary to everything we stand for. For your weather today, Brisbane, it is mostly sunny with light winds. It is currently 12 degrees with an expected maximum of 19 degrees. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is expected to reach 4, which is a moderate band. That's all for your news today for 9 a.m. We will be back with 10 a.m. with more.
In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or Twitter, or head over to our website, 4zzz.org.au/news.
Bye. Bye.